You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's upon us. Grade 8. And here we go. DOC and Metal. And we are privileged to be able to bring this to you hot and heavy over time, and we on the go. Metal, glad to be able to click it with you. You, my friend, I've never been on skates, but you have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I've never been on it, but I am going back to time when Ovi Tide, the great one, I don't know if I've ever been so excited about an event. I just that wasn't playoff related, that wasn't championship related, just as an individual goal, man. Just it was it was crazy, and I cannot. I've heard people talking about, you know, him not going, waiting to come home. I don't care where, if it happened on the moon. The level of thrill and excitement is tough to compare. Where are you at right now? Were you able to sleep?
I did sleep. I had a very long day yesterday, and I ended with a shift at one of our other stations at midnight. But I did sleep very well last night. But I'll tell you, you can feel that excitement today for today's game. It's just kind of in the air today.
Yeah, it's been so much because of the madness that's been on the hardwood and everything that's going on. But I think here for Rock the Red community, it is about Ovechkin, and it is about being number one and the thrill that that today can – I mean, you think it's going to happen. I've heard people talking about, do you want to wait till next year? Wait till next year. Are you kidding me? Because, you know, life happens. Anything can happen. Well, you don't know what the heck is going on. You want to get it done. I thought he was such a soldier, declining to take an opportunity on the empty netter.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to score the record goal that way. Who would, you know?
Yeah, but still, I think I might have. I'm just thinking about it. I mean, to get it over with. And then to have the great one there. I saw my guy Al Kolkin interviewing Gretzky, and just the way the whole NHL, the whole sporting community has rallied around this. This is just not the Caps community. This is the NHL. This is all the sport. This is everybody who gets it, and I think it's great. Now, I always go back to my original story about Al Kolkin and him really pulling my coat about in 1980 about Save the Caps. And I'm long in the tooth. I go back to where it was literally about saving the club. And Al, and that's why I'm so proud of him. Every time I see him and he goes on the side and Monumental has done such a fantastic job. The coverage, everything they do, I mean, of getting the locker back with Joe B. I mean, everything, Walton on the call, the radio, everything that they lay out there, man, is done at a very, very high level. Now the alt cast, seeing the boys, the junks, everybody involved in it, you know, Grant, Danny, I mean, Paulson's actually, you know, he's covered a lot of puck. He's on top of it. My guy, the Rooster, Cock-a-doodle-doo. So I think it's been a collective effort, and a lot of love, you know, has been thrown their way. And I'm just kind of pumped up, excited about it. and it clearly leads, even on Final Four or whatever, men's and women. It is the story. I remember back when Gretzky was winning L.A. and, you know, Los Angeles and hockey. And, you know, I've told the story numerous times about Dr. Buss, who's a Trojan, one of my favorite Trojans. And his encouragement, he would tell me about how hockey is going to be really big and why he was talking about the Kings and the whole nine yards. And obviously he was right way beyond that. But these are the kind of things that you look at time, and time leaves you, man. It escapes you. Here we are now, and I'm, you know, closer to 100 than I say I'd like to admit, but I've seen this right before my eyes. Save the Caps to obviously one of the greatest moments ever when they won the cup, and then Ovi scream. I can still to this day hear him, you know, bellowing out his scream, the celebration, the parade, everything that was accompanied with that move, that force, and that was a force of nature, not to this. And it really is, it's amazing when you get a generational talent that pans out. They don't all pan out. You know, we know that. They don't all pan out. But this has been, but again, a kid, you grew up with it. You know, you grew up with it. You followed it this way. And I just got to imagine that it is really something to behold. That's all I can say, man.
The whole thing's wild. And as a pretty much lifelong Caps fan since I was a little kid, one of the cool things about this that, you know, Gretzky didn't do is Ovi's done this all on one team. And it's our team, which is awesome. But it's also, you know, this isn't just the NHL record for goals. This is the Capitals' record for goals. I think there's something cool that kind of ties it into the team and this area a little more than, you know, Gretzky being on his fourth team when he retired, you know?
Man, bingo. Bingo. You hear the point. You're talking about homegrown and our own and how he has grown up here. And I look at this thing when I see Ohtani. I can't imagine going in and overcoming a language barrier, you know, but that's something I really admire. I always imagine it if I were in another country and performing and, you know, being involved as an athlete and then being able to learn the nuances and do interviews and grow and do that. I think the guy's done an unbelievable job with that, and then be embraced by this community. But what I love about him most is how physical this dude is. Most of our, you know, our talent, our superstars are gifted, and you judge them through grace.
Well, at least the goal scorers, yeah.
Yeah, go, this dude, Brutus. I mean, I got a chance to be on a Cokenwood, always tell me about where you want to be. You know, the football 50-yard line seats and this and that. Some of those are the questions. But where's the best shot basketball game? Where do you want to be the best seats? But he was talking about if you're on the glass, by the glass, where the netminder is seeing the action of hockey. But to see this guy propel himself and just with these checks, and he is a force of nature. You just don't imagine a dude having the goal scoring abilities that he has and still being Dick Butkus.
That's what's kind of awesome about Ovi, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a combination of Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers, all in one. And you don't find athletes like that often. The guy's either, you know, he's silky smooth or he's Brutus. This brother here is all in the pack, and how you don't see any resentment. Teammates love him. You know, a guy that, you know, seemed like he probably would out slam you, you know, at the BAR. And he just amazing, man. Amazing. Not saying he's perfect. Nobody is. But I'll tell you what, man, this dude here just seems to be authentic. As the young folks say, he's pure. And I also liking how other superstars peep Ovi out. You know, that's another thing. It just seems that overall, just unanimous success in this. And I haven't heard any hate, which is rare, especially in our climate.
Yeah.
I've heard no hate. Yeah, I've heard no hate.
I even saw Sidney Crosby had nice things to say about his record the other day. I saw him quoted in
some
article.
How about the opposing rinks? I mean, whether it's the Carolina, when you see them on the road now, there's a genuine respect. When he scores, not only Rock the Red gets involved, everybody in the rink, in the arena. That's respect. That's respect. And you know, hockey has earned it. It's had to earn it. And I think now it's no doubt about it. I mean, they knocked it out of the park, killing the All-Star game and doing it in a way that I think captured a lot of attention and didn't make us turn away from, quote, All-Star competition, but we got embraced by it is how they went about it. So there's a lot of things that I think we've grown into, and I think it's cool. I think it works itself out, man, in a good way, and that is so, so very well. Love to hear as much love as we can about the Great 8. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. DOC and Metal here on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. It's beautiful because we got vision of it. We can see it, and that's what makes it real. Even if the madness of March has to take a back seat, man, when the Great 8 is on stage and history. Have you given any consideration about, was this one of those records that you thought would ever be broken, ever be challenged?
No, not really. I mean, yeah, maybe a couple of years ago when you see the numbers that Ovi's putting up and how he was still playing so well. But I mean, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, any time before that? No. I mean, here's the thing I think a lot of people don't really even understand, too, about Gretzky's record. Nobody thought Gordie Howe's record was going to be broken of 801 goals, and then Gretzky broke it. You know, that was kind of one of the – I mean, Gordie Howe played until he was 52. So he just played so much longer than pretty much anyone else, and no one really thought his goal record was going to be touched. Then, you know, Gretzky goes and breaks it and adds another 90-plus to it. And you kind of figure, well, that's just where it's going to be. No one's gonna touch that because Gordie Howe. No one else has passed Gordie Howe's record since then either, except Alex Ovechkin now. And I think it's one of those double records that will never be broken. Now, you know, it Gordie Howe's wasn't supposed to, and now Gretzky's wasn't supposed to, and here comes Ovi. And you know, if we hadn't had that lockout year, we might be looking at 1,000 goals from this guy. You know, so.
Man, and I think about the games that Ovi missed this season due to injury. I mean, where would we be?
He'd probably be leading the league in goals. That's what I think. So,
yeah, I mean, it just and he does this effortlessly.
It is not effortless. It's
well, I'm just saying he makes it happen at his age.
Into it, yeah.
At his age, him and Bron. I mean, guys that are physical and talented. Not just steamrolling, but still have skills. It's incredible. Incredible. And that shot, they call it the one-timer. I can imagine you'd love to see you in that position. But this dude, you know, is coming. And I guess the art of it and what separates him, he don't need a smooth puck. He can take it off the air. How does he do that with such frequency and accuracy?
Well, the accuracy is the hard part. That's an incredible amount of training to do. It's like, how does Steph Curry do it? You don't just pick up a basketball and start shooting like Steph Curry. That amount of accuracy takes a lot of practice. And I don't know. I wish if there's an easy way to do it, everyone would be doing it. And only Alex Ovechkin can really do it. So.
Well, I get it. If you say comparisons, there really isn't one. We'll take a break here on Overtime. Ovi's day, the record setting, the anticipation, being numero uno, we rock the red here on Overtime, DOC and Metal. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back in a moment.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
10:20 in the nation's capital, Overtime. DOC and Heavy Metal with you here. And it's anticipation of the Great Eight being numero uno, standing solo numero uno goal scorer. Man, it's overwhelming. I get the goosebumps about it. The anticipation, was there ever a doubt in your mind that it wouldn't happen this year?
When he got that injury and you didn't know what was going to go on with the broken leg or whatever, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Ovi's not injured a lot. That's kind of one of the reasons he's marching down this record too, is because
freak.
He is not a guy that spent a lot of time on the bench being injured, you know, the injured list. So
yeah, it's but it's all good. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go out to the MGM National listener line, and let's start off with Bonesy. K9, what's up, brother?
Good morning, Doc. Good morning, Heavy Metal. Thank you all for taking my call. You know, man, Ovi, man, has definitely been a pillar to this the DMV and the Washington, D.C. organization, you know, in reference to sports, man, you know. And, you know, you have not gotten no negative press about him the whole time he's been here, man. He's been him. He's been himself, even when they won the cup, you know what I mean? He always be over, you know. He ain't gonna be. He's not fake. You understand? Not fictitious. None of that. He gonna keep it real. You understand? He gonna be himself, man. And I'm so proud of him, man. And I'm telling you, man, the record is going down today. I'm calling it right now, man. The record is going down today. You know, I got a bet on it, man. Obi going to knock it off, man. And then after that, man, we're going to go ahead on and focus on getting the cup. Caps getting the cup this season, man. Man, I love you guys, man. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, no. Rocking the red, all about the grade eight, and we continue it with another K9. Jonesy, welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Keeper of the K9? Good morning. I'm out here rolling with Blazy this morning. She is up and at 'em and ready to roll, too. We are both looking at Ovi, getting ready to take this thing over the top. Like you said, should have been pretty much done this thing, but hey, getting out, getting hurt and stuff. But the man keeps coming back. I mean, he does not take no for an answer. And trust me, that guy does not be sucked any year. This guy just rocks and rolls and goes about his business. Like Bone said, shout out to Bone. This man just comes to work with a lunch pail, man, and he is all about winning as well. He wants another cup before he retires. I think he'll get it at the rate he's going. And if the team goes as he goes, we looking at another, you know, rock the red year. Big time, in big fashion, in winning fashion. I love 2018 when they won the cup. I mean, and the ride on it, man, the wave was high. I was out there. I mean, I was mad. It was just ultra. I need another year like that out of this team, man.
I do too. That was more fun than I can even the recall about that whole experience. It was mind-boggling for me. It was some of the most embarrassing moments that we got involved with the fellas as the station had a lot of fun. But it was over hockey. It was over that celebration and watching those guys come together. And you can be a part of it. Okay. If you're not going to Long Island, come out and watch. Ovi, I'm telling you what. Watch him try to break the record at Caddy's in Bethesda. And Grant and Danny are going to be there on the hockey field trip at Caddy's on Cordell. And you can be a part of that today, 12:30 game time, for the game watch. And that's a great deal. Yeah, because they know the game. It's a great listen. These watch parties have been great with the Junks and Grant and Danny. So be a part of that. 106.7 The Fan. We encourage you. Appreciate the call, man. And follow up on it and spread. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. Because we want this thing to really go off the rail.
I'm trying to get Miss Blaze into it. She's sitting right here laughing again. She loves every word come out of your mouth when you're on the mic. That's
Tell her we got love and tell her to rock the red. Let's go for grade eight. So we appreciate you calling. It's what it's all about, man. 10:25 in the nation's capital. We want this thing to be explosive. I want it over in the first early. Yeah. Metal, you seem like you're one of those guys you wanted to drag on. You want the drama. Mellon, what do you see? Can you give me a forecast?
No, I honestly kind of want to see what I would love to see is just come out early and just knock it out in the first 5 minutes. Just get it done, do the big ceremony, get back to the game, and then just kill the Islanders the rest of the game. Like, get over the hump and just play after that. And not just play, like, any game, but just come out and just, like, just put up a bunch of points, the whole team. I'd love to see it.
You and me both, brother.
That's what I would love to see. But any goal today is going to be awesome anyway from Ovi. So
he's had some success here lately, you know, of popping that net early on. He just, the dude is, I mean, he is what he is. And that's the beauty about it. Cannot wait. I mean, the anticipation on this thing is crazy. And we want to get it going on. We want to make sure that they hear us here from the nation's capital. And if you have a shot, I'm not even going to ask you, because we don't want the 911 people, all the emergency networks, to have to get involved. Because if you get involved in some of these events, things could get out of whack. Let's go to break here on Overtime. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's get this thing going, man. This is going to be monumental. We'll be back. .10:32 in the nation's capital, and we are fired up. Got our own little action going. Was able to reach out to my favorite sideline, well, on the, I guess, side of the rink, reporter Smoking Al Koken. And he says, I said, he's on, I mean, you can imagine these guys are wound up, they're getting ready to go. He says, I said, what does this mean from your standpoint? And what is, and describe it from Ovi's perspective. He says, what is it about? I said, what is it about him? He says, he has a knack for coming through on the biggest stages. He's definitely on one today. Plus, he wants to get this over as soon as possible. So he's anxious and wants to move on. And don't forget, we're still talking about one of the hottest teams in the NHL. So it's not just like this team is farting around. No, they're still on fire. And he wants to put team first, but get handle his business. I thought that was Ovi-like. Nothing about the guy, is nothing surprises me at all. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. So let's show him some love. And don't forget, Grant and Danny, with this hockey field trip, Caddies on Cordell. That is awesome. 12:30 game time for the pregame watch. So if you're close by, go in, get a fellas a high five. Little on line one. Show him some
Legend.
Love.
Legend, shout out to Heavy Legend. Metal.
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, like the rapper say, Young Jock from Atlanta, Georgia, is going down. Mm-hmm. And trust me, finally, BMO has a GOAT. Guess what? DMV, we now have a GOAT. It's going down, like Jock say. Mm-hmm. Hey, big fella, God bless y'all. Stay up, man. That's all I got.
Appreciate it, man. Champions, thanks for that.
City champions. City of champions. Like Bones say, we're going to win this thing this year. It's going down.
I love that. Oh, I love that little. Delicious. That's good. That's a good move, man. DMV, show Ovi your love. You know, we come at it from all places. That's the kind of effect that Ovechkin has. I mean, the dude is just, he's a magnet. Ned, out in Purcellville, welcome to the fan.
It's Nick, Doc, but in Heavy Metal. You know, I want to congratulate Ovi. And I've been an NHL fan since, you know, little kid, and Penguins fan. And I think he's been one of the greatest hockey players of all time. But I think he has an opportunity when he addresses the media after he scores his, breaks the record, to thank America, you know, for having the opportunity to reach his goals, you know, and to be a diplomat, because you know that he's a close friend to Vladimir Putin. And Obi has a chance here, being in the capital city, to make a statement and to maybe, you know, bring Putin over here for the playoffs. And he don't have to sit with Trump. You know, he could, you know, Obi could, you know, they bring his family over here. Let's have some diplomacy. Heck, he might be able to, you know, soften Putin up to where he moves his troops out of in Ukraine. Who knows? But Obi has a good opportunity here to make America shine. You know, a lot of athletes, American athletes, don't even do it. When they win championship games, they thank God, and, you know, that's great. But very few thank America for the opportunity. And I think Ovechkin has a good, you know, opportunity to do that and to make us, you know, because I can tell you, the Russian players, there's a lot of them here, they love America, and, you know, they're diplomats themselves, and they talk to their friends back in Russia. It all, you know, brings everybody together, and Ovechkin has done that in his career, but he has a real good
chance. Yeah, he has. He's done it. He's doing it his way, and anything's possible. Appreciate the call. Dave out in Gaithersburg. Welcome.
Holy cow, guys. Sorry, we'll take this in another direction. As a season ticket holder, I hope he does not do it today. I want him to do it Thursday at home against Carolina.
I was waiting on this.
If the team does win today, I do think they clinch the Metro and perhaps the East. So it is a big 2 points. I do want them to win on Long Island. I would prefer he come home and do it on Thursday. But, you know, kudos to you, Doc. I'm a Caps fan going back to the 80s. I used to sit in the Caps Center surrounded by Penguins fans and Flyers fans. And Al Kokin certainly knows what those days were like. And, you know, to have somebody achieve something like this, again, on one team, it's remarkable. He's a top 10 NHL player of all time, and he's the greatest athlete in the history of Washington, D.C., and it's been a pleasure to watch. And it's been, for the people that have been around for the Caps for this long haul, who never thought we'd see something like this, it's a great time, and let's end it with another cup. That's
Dave,
all I got.
I'm with you, man, and I feel the vibe. And I'm just so lucky to have had people around me to pull my coat and to get into it. And the thing about it is that the translation from television to being at the rink, they're just day and night. And so you have to, it's one of those sports that you fall in love when you see it in person. And then when you meet the people that participate in it. And that's where it just grew. And then the guys that play it. And when I worked at with George Michael, the thing you learn about it is the athletes. That the friendliest people to cover. If you're a reporter, just don't take me. Ask the guys who cover them. I'll cover all the big four, the big five in sports. And so I grew up going, oh my God, coolest dudes to work with. From a media standpoint, and that's just my perspective from it. So there are so many reasons, and if they're good on top of it, and then when they win, and then that riding the waves as we did here in this town, it's a party, and it's a great ride. And I know everybody likes to compare, and I understand, rightfully so, everything with football, and of course, Bergen and Golden, they don't have to apologize for that. But when you meet the Rod Langways of the world, and then just look at with the locker being out and seeing how he's embraced, man, guys in this town who give it up for Rock the Red is unique. It is so special for those that have been able to see it in that parade. I'm saying we've had parades for all of them. That one was just, it was special. And it's one that I cannot get out of my mind. Because I saw it, you could just see what it generates from people around. Those of you that get a chance to go out and hook up with Grant and Danny today, you'll feel it. You'll feel it from there. You'll feel it at Caddy's. Wherever they are, I don't know why the bar situation seems to kind of escalate the feel, but it's amazing the atmosphere that it has. I guess it's waiting on a goal to be scored or a good block. you know, and preventing a goal from being scored. The excitement, the hockey, the pace that it gives, and then the hits. And it's still a sport now when it drops the gloves. Can you imagine that it's still allowed? As many things that are taken away in sports right now from physicality, the purity of that, that to me is still cool. It's just cool. It really is. That they still adhere to a set of rules and standards to show you that adults can manage themselves. That it's not anarchy. It's not chaos. They can manage themselves and get it done. That to me is still very interesting and kind of cool from a guy that did not grow up in the culture of it, but has adapted it that way. And I think it's absolutely awesome. Appreciate y'all getting involved. 1-800-636-1067. And what we want to make sure is that when they come back and talk about this after the fact, there'll be no stones unturned, that we gave up nothing but love and the support that they deserve. We'll take a break, come back, and just keep throwing out the love. And we want to make sure we set records today with showing how much love we can to Rock the Red. Back in a moment.
And now toward the blue line as it moves into the top of the right circle. A feet low off the stick of Vlasic. Kept in down the middle here. Carlson. Wilson looking at the bumper, but Carlson looking to stick handle first. Ovechkin was off to the left-hand side. The Hawks will gum it up and then send it away.
Yeah, Carlson walking down the middle of the ice right there. He's got to fire that puck. You can't look for that fancy pass.
Puck coming near side. And away from Mangiapane. Second unit here. Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has 894! And the bench empties here at Capital One Arena! Ovechkin has reached the summit! He needs one more to go one step beyond! He has tied Wayne Gretzky for the most all-time in NHL history!
Yes, sir. Let it play. Walton, man, the call. You got to, I mean, John's awesome. You got to believe that he's thought about it. I mean, when you know that Beninati, Walton, I mean, these studs behind the mic, in quiet moments, they got to go through it over their mind. What am I going to say? How it's going to go? And to know that that will be played thousands and thousands of times. And then for Ovi to seem that, you know, I just don't think his blood pressure ever elevates. He's sitting there waiting on the anticipation and the quickness. At what point do those motor skills dissipate? At what point does he start to show his age? I mean, when you talk about that shot from his, quote, office, can you imagine getting, I'm surprised he hadn't seriously harmed somebody, getting hit by that puck? This dude creates such a force with that slap shot. It is really amazing. It is amazing. And the amount of energy that he generates, they call it quick twitch. It's amazing. And again, the body type, I think, has a lot to do with it. But enjoy the fact that I guess we might get an A today from a fan base. It's about participation. We're being judged by the nation right now to see, are we really capable of showing Ovechkin this purity, this love based on his effort? Larry, a lot of pressure on you out there in La Poeta. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you? I always try to time my errands, Doc, around your show. You got me thinking about GOATs and Ovechkin, you know, the greatest of their time based on what they did in their era. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, let me bounce off four names, Doc. If you look at the DMV history, I think legitimately we have four greatest of all time, given what they accomplished during their era. In football, okay, I'm thinking Sammy Baugh and Darryl Green. In baseball, Walter Johnson. Mm-hmm. and in basketball, Wes Unseld. I think all four were truly GOATs, given, again, they were considered among the greatest of their time during their era, and certainly they've sustained their performance. How does that list sound to you?
Man, I never, you know what, I never really have to disagree with a lot about the list. If you mentioned, you win. Some people will never, ever be mentioned. To me, you win if you ever, if you're ever mentioned in the list.
Yeah.
Then you win.
Yeah.
Because we're just splitting hairs in terms of greatness to get through this. The thing about Alex and all the great ones, to me, they make it look easy. I mean, when I watched, when you hear about somebody, I mean, to me, like the greatest nickname I've heard is the Great One.
Right.
I text Koken after the interview and say, hey, man, great job with the Great One. And then to have watched him, I mean, I watched him a lot. And I watched Sid the Kid a lot. When you get these guys with the names and they come out and then they live up to the billing.
Yeah.
Our next generation young stud scored, he gets his first goal. Whether it's an empty netter or not, he gets on the board, and it's something to have that prodigy or that you're the next. So few live up to it. Many are claimed, but very few cash out.
Yeah, we are very lucky.
Yeah,
we are very lucky.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, it's just people should watch this today. They should watch this team this season. This is like Jordan, Ali, Palmer, Nicklaus coming around, Tiger Woods.
Thank you.
It don't happen. It don't happen that often. Enjoy every second of it. That's what we need to do.
Thank you for that. That's awesome, man. And you're showing today by your outpour, as much as he's given us, I mean, if we can't do this for him, then shame on us. Shame on us. The dude has played hurt. He hardly ever gets hurt or injured, and he just comes out and performs. And this team, Carberry, I mean, and then we've got a competent staff, front office. I mean, we've always been on the opposite side of that from an organizational standpoint. Not now.
Ooh.
Appreciate you, Larry. Have a great one. Enjoy the day, man. Enjoy the celebration.
You too, Doc.
All right.
Always
appreciate
a pleasure,
you.
My friend.
Thank you. Michael, bye. Out in Virginia, you are next.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
You know what? This is actually a thrill, man. I mean, you get a chance to talk about a guy that is going to perform whether or not we send him roses or not, because he just does it because he can. That's the other thrill about Ovi. He's not doing it like vanity. He doesn't say, hey, look at me. He's just doing it because he can, and it's just who he is.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. We've been truly blessed to have him for the entirety of his career, and throughout the whole time I kept telling my wife, my son, you know what, enjoy this and appreciate it, because you're not going to see it again. You're not going to see it again. But I was telling Chris when I called, I have a little bit different spin if you got a couple seconds.
Yeah.
And you alluded to him, Ryan Leonard. The boy is going to be, to quote Doc Walker, a bad man. He is going to be a beast. And if you,
I, you know
if
what you, I like about you, him too, he's physical. I've been watching some of this dude. He accelerates through contact. A lot of guys that go up and have a check, they just want you to know they're not scurred. This brother, he attacks people. That's what I like about him.
Yeah, and so I was thinking the other day, I said, what if you're Ryan Leonard, and you wake up and you go, oh, cool, I got a home game today, my first home game. Then I get there, my family and friends are in the stands, and then I get to see the pregame with them honoring the past with Oshie and Backstrom and Holtby and Orpik and all those guys. He's like, man, I got hired by a good organization.
Yeah.
And then, oh, by the way, I witness history. Oh, and I score my first NHL goal. And by the way, then Wayne Gretzky congratulates me in the dressing room after the game. That's a pretty good day.
It's a hell of a start.
He's going to be a beast. But nothing but love for Ovi and the boys. We've been going to games for years. Actually going down to Old Town today to have lunch with my son and hopefully watch the record. And it's a great day, not only for Cavs fans, it's a great day for DMV sports. And if you can't get behind this, you don't have a pulse.
Well, brother, I agree with you 100%. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the event, and let's continue to rock the red.
There you go. Get it done today and get ready for the playoffs.
That's right. Thank you. Appreciate that. I tell you what, man, appointment listening, appointment viewing, and that's why if you're anywhere by Caddies on Cordell, go out and check out Grant and Danny with the hockey field. It's going to be crazy throughout the entire game. Big fella, you mentioned something about they've got a special screen they're going to put up?
Yeah, I think they have a projector screen there. I was there for a Grant and Danny event we did there, one of our field trip Fridays a few months ago.
Those are nice.
Yeah, it's a cool little sports bar. And they got TVs kind of everywhere, and they have a big stage. And I think behind that they have a projector screen. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be projecting the game
that's
on there.
Good.
I can't imagine
like
they wouldn't.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, but it's a cool sports bar. It's the kind of place that's going to be fun to see something like that happen. I remember watching, to put a similar experience, when George Mason went to the Final Four, when they beat UConn,
I remember
being in a similar kind of bar, like local sports bar, just full of all the local fans and stuff.
Yeah,
and it was just the vibe you get from seeing something like that. Everybody in the bar becomes your best friend. You know, it'll be a fun time, I'm sure. So.
Yeah. DMV is going to be lit. Okay, we go to break on that. Appreciate that. Burning up that first hour. We rocked the red and the grade eight. This is, you know, it's easy to love a dude that gives you so much love back. Stay with us.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.